like, they didn't know about, like, him fucking the beach. Like, they had never heard.
Oh,
and I'm like, this is pop culture. Like, how did you not see the memes? Like, what is happening?
I just need more people to watch Call Me By Your Name. I really do.
I wonder what it would be like to watch that movie raw without knowing about the peach, because I feel like my experience would have been grandly different in the theater.
Oh,
well,
you knew?
You guys hadn't just told me. That would have been me when I finally watched it, because I did not know it was
public service.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
No, it's okay. Now I know about the peach. Now I know.
Okay, so welcome to the first episode of season 2 of Women of the Lord. Thank you for sticking around. If you haven't, I guess fuck you. I'm happy we have the people we do on with us today.
Ambar is antagonistic. I'm here for it. You don't have to like us.
I mean, once we know what all of our signs are, I think our introductions will make a hella ton of sense. my name is Ambar. I am still the co-host of this podcast. You want to introduce yourself, Trisha?
No, why would I have to introduce myself? It's season 2. They know me.
You're still also the co-host of the podcast.
Okay. Why? Yeah. Still here, unfortunately. All right. We have two people with us today. I don't know. Would you guys prefer to introduce yourselves or should I introduce you? It's up to you.
Okay. How deep are we going to start? Are we just doing sun sign or are we going to get into that later?
Oh, I was thinking just your name.
Yeah.
Okay, just my name. I'm Ben. Right now. Pleasure to be on here, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
I guess I'll also introduce myself. Imagine I made you guys introduce me instead. And
I gave you the option to introduce yourself mostly because I know nothing about either of you beyond a superficial level. And I was like, why would I? So astrology.
Yes. My introduction to it was growing up in a Catholic household and astrology being one of the things that's taboo and you're not allowed to look at, especially being from a Latin household. You're just not supposed to put faith in spirits. In fact, you're meant to like fear them completely, which meant that I secretly read about astrology, especially because it pertained to Harry Potter and stuff. So that was my introduction. Trisha, what's yours?
Indians are super like astrological and shit, and they always want to know horoscopes and they always want to know when you were born so they can say you're gonna have an untimely death at some point, because that's just the Indian way. But I feel like it depends. It's like very hand in hand with religion. I feel like for my parents, at least, like my mom is super superstitious and like astrology is just one of the things that goes along with that. But my dad is very like not religious and not superstitious. I just tend to fall in line with his beliefs more than my mother's. So I don't know. I never really got into astrology, mostly because I told you about that time I met an astrologer when I was young and he said I was going to die at 17. And it felt funny to me. I don't really. Yeah, he was right. I did pass away. It was really tragic.
We're so happy she survived long enough to come here.
Yeah. If the astrologer could see me now. Literally nothing would happen. He would still continue giving people poor advice.
He'd be like, 27.
The stars were not aligned for that prediction.
Yeah, no. Just to go off a Seema from Mumbai. Stars are not aligned.
So Val, what was your introduction to it?
So for me, I'm also from a Catholic home because I'm also Latina. But for me, like my parents are super religious, but for them, I just think astrology isn't something that's on their minds. Like, I feel like it's for them, they barely even know what astrology is. So for me and my sister, growing up, my sister always got 17 magazines. And so one of the first things we would read in our magazine was our horoscopes. And so I feel like astrology has always just been something that's been nature to me. And also my mom growing up would watch Walter Mercado and he would always talk about astrology on that. And so for me, I feel like it's just kind of been a part of my life as long as I've known, and I've just been interested in it for like ever.
And then Ben, I remember you ironically and then unironically became involved with it in our freshman.
I feel like that is very often how I do a lot of things, because certainly from a younger age, I was exposed, like I have cousins who were into it. And I was like a young kid and I'm like, astrology is stupid. It's dumb. You're stupid if you like believe in it, whatever. It's all a lie. And like my feelings have sort of evolved where it's like, you don't even have to believe in it. It's just a fun thing, man. So like, yeah, it's, I certainly remember freshman year, I was like, fuck it, I'm going to be into astrology now. So then I have like a Google Doc page from that research that I have like stowed away somewhere.
Astrology gives me such pseudoscience-y vibes. Like Ben is like, oh, it's a fun thing. And I'm like, I find it so not fun. In fact, I find it.
Can't believe that.
No, I just find it so, I don't know. It's just so, I don't like overly fictional things, like things that are just like super escapist. I don't enjoy. Sure. And I feel like astrology.
You're saying Harry Potter is the exception to that?
No, because Harry Potter has an element of reality. I don't.
Why does it always come back to Harry Potter with you people? Can't believe it.
He said you people as if he ain't the only white person on the Zoom.
fuck, okay.
I don't know. For me, I mean, I understand, like, a lot of it is just, you know, pseudoscience, but I don't know. I'm someone that really likes to psychoanalyze, like, everything. That's just who I am. It's my Virgo rising. But anyway.
There it is.
I'm starting there. But I really like to, like, psychoanalyze things and, like, really see that. And I feel like, for me, astrology has always been a way for me to really, like, understand people or understand things. And I know a form of it is escapist, but I don't know. I'm someone that's like really spiritual, not necessarily in like a religion sense, but just in the general sense. So for me, I'm like, it's really like nice to think that the stars just like have it set, you know, that there's something about the stars that have like made me and made people a certain way and just kind of explain the way the world is. I'm like, that's so cool to think about.
Yeah, no, see, that's interesting because I understand why people are really into it. Except that I'm the complete opposite in the fact that I don't enjoy the thought of predeterminism. Like, I hate that idea that there's just like a, like, I'm like predisposed to certain conditions or natural whatevers. And I'm like, I want to pretend like I didn't have that ascribed to me and that I'm unique and I did that all on my own and the stars didn't make me whoever I am.
See,
I prefer to believe that.
I think, at least for my case, I don't know if Valentina can say the same or even Ben. Ben, you grew up Catholic too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's like there's already this idea that everything is already predetermined because God has a fate for you, even though you have free will within that decision. And so it's not so far off for me, even though I don't necessarily believe in astrology, it's not so far off for me to grasp the concept of and to be comfortable with it. Or I mean, as much as one who is really uncomfortable with Catholicism anyways can be comfortable with.
Yeah, I think for me, because, you know, my family is all very Catholic, especially like my Dominican side, they're so Catholic. That's just how it is with Dominicans. But I don't know, like growing up, I went to church and like I went to church often, but when we moved, because I lived in the Bronx before, but moving here, like in New Jersey where I live now, like just I guess the church was by us, like my family didn't connect with it as much, so like we stopped going to church regularly and things like that. So I feel like I never really like connected with anything in the spiritual sense, like God, that much for a really long time. So I feel like I think for me, something like I really believe in fate, not even necessarily like predetermination, but just like fate and thinking that somewhere in the world there's something that's just kind of made, not even just made me how I am, but like determined that things were going to work in a certain way. And like I can follow it, I cannot follow it, you know, I can let it determine me or not, but it's like a cool thing to think about, just fate. And so I feel like when I like got really into astrology, it kind of was a way for me to like kind of explain some of my fate and like kind of see things in a spiritual sense without having like to necessarily like see it towards a god or anything like that. Like, I mean, I believe in like gods and things like that, but like not necessarily in a super religious sense. So I feel like astrology is that way for me to like be spiritual, if that makes sense.
No, that's exactly how I feel about it. Where like, and that speaks certainly to why astrology is rising in popularity constantly, because among our generation, we are very spiritual. We're one of the more spiritual generations in general. Spirituality is increasing. I don't really know how you measure that, but that's what sources are saying. But organized religion is decreasing in popularity. So like, what is happening? And that's one theory that speaks towards the rise in popularity of astrology as well, because we have these feelings, but we have no way of expressing it. So we turn towards these very casual religions or casual forms of spirituality, such as astrology. And I think that's why I find it particularly funny that, Trisha, that you don't like astrology at all. Because if you were afraid of like very binding fate, it's like real organized religion would not be for you. So I think that's another reason why I think astrology is quite nice. Because again, it's a very casual thing. Like I get to like pick and choose like what aspects of my horoscope I like. I'm like, if I personally, this is probably a wrong way to do it, but I personally will just ignore like, oh, the aspect, like the relationship between where your sun, where Jupiter was and your moon is a trine aspect, which means this. And I'm like, I don't really like that for me. So no, I'm going to ignore that part. Which again, that's probably the way I'm doing it and not the way you're meant to, but like, that's what is so interesting about astrology to me. There's so little organization to it that you get to really like build your own like form of spirituality that really fits towards you and like works for you. And I think that's very attractive in a world where spirituality is always typically done in the form of an organized religion, you know?
No, it's fascinating that you, I have a couple points about what you said. Yeah. I'm super against institutionalized religion. That is just not my vibe.
Me too. I think it's bad.
Yeah, I don't believe in the institution. I think it's the cause of all strife and war, and I can't do it. But I'm also, here's the thing, I make a very clear distinction all the time between institutionalized religion and faith, and I have no issue with faith at all. I think it's a really beautiful thing, and I think it's a really hopeful way of looking at things. I'm just personally a cynic, and that's just how I happen to be, and that's okay.
Wait, when are we going to say what our signs are? I feel like
okay, so then shut the fuck up.
I think Trisha can finish her point, but I also wanted to talk about millennials, Gen Z with astrology specifically, because there is a lot of existentialism involved in why we gravitate towards it. But Trisha, continue.
I also agree with you. Well, it's because Ben said like spirituality is on the rise, right? And you have to wonder why that's the case, why people are running away from the institution of religion. And it's partially because they want to be free, but I think it's also partially this sort of sense that you have no clue what's happening. And this is especially a generation of people that is like perpetually lost well into their 40s. Mm-hmm. And if you have something quite as open as the universe, then you feel a little less lost. You're like, oh, if I can just like confirmation bias my way through the universe, right? If I can just pick and choose the things that will make me understand whatever I want to, then it's good. But when I look at it, I just think to myself, I'm like, I wonder if I'm actually like that, or I'm reading this thing and I'm like ascribing. I'm like, okay, that's what I'm like, totally. Or that's why I have this problem in a relationship. But the truth is like, I'm a cheating bitch. Like, I don't know, like,
I could read. Oh my God, I struggle to communicate. No,
it's almost like the freaking Libra.
I don't know what that means, Ambar.
You have your natal chart right in front of you.
I have so much to say about that.
You didn't read it. You're copied and pasted.
We literally went over this weeks ago, but okay.
This isn't fair. You know what her sign, like, I just want to know going forward to like to do exactly what she says I don't like when people do and ascribe things to sign zodiac. Well, I need to know.
I want
to
make one point before.
Of course.
It's like, you're talking about confirmation bias and seeing yourself in these signs, which is fine, but how is that any different from any personality quizzes or like you seeing yourself in the character and the characters of the literature you grew up loving and like finding yourself molding into that path? How is that any different?
I just personally think that in characters of literature and movies and, you know, whatever, there's no real sense of faith. And this is what I mean. Like, the attachment to astrology is because it's related to this like spiritual aspect is what makes it far more different and like pseudo religious in a way that like taking a personality quiz doesn't. You don't have like a spiritual attachment to that, and you definitely don't understand anything about the world from that. I think people use astrology not just to define themselves, but like their role, right? Like where I belong, especially because astrology is very natural. So if you think about literally the world, it's like connecting your body to the natural spaces in a way that like other things just don't. And I feel like it gives people validation and feeling like they belong, which again, great. That's what faith does for people. I just personally am like, I would rather be in limbo than attach myself to things I don't believe in.
And it's not something you can ascribe like a personality quiz personally for yourself, because the faith is not attached to astrology for everyone.
No, it's not. But the personality quiz is individual, isn't it? I feel like the astrology is a
astrology way can be individual as well. That's why we have natal charts.
Yeah, but isn't it? I mean, I could be wrong, but isn't it a way of like making meaning? I don't think personality quizzes are a way of making meaning. I think they're just
I think in order for astrology to be more like a personality chart, you'd be given characteristics of signs in a vacuum without knowing what the sign is. And you'd be like, I'm emotional and I'm stubborn, and on issues of like relationships, these are where I struggle. You'd be randomly picking these, and it would be like, okay, you're a Taurus with a Gemini moon. You know what I mean? Like, just right. That's what you're saying, Trisha, right?
Yeah. So it's sort of like you use astrology, right, to make meaning, whether it's about yourself or something else. But personality quizzes, it's not about making meaning. It's just about, it's not even about learning, actually. Like, even astrology, I could argue, is about learning. But taking a quiz or relating to a character is not really about learning. It's more just about relating.
I feel like for me, I think this is just a me thing, though, because of who I am. Because I'm someone, I think, that like is very much into like knowing things or like trying to understand myself on a more like something level, like in any way I can. And so I feel like a lot of it's like the anxiety of just like trying to know myself. And so I feel like for me, personality quizzes, I also take those like really seriously. Like I take things like that seriously. Cause I'm like, maybe there's this like science to all of these things, like personality quizzes and like astrology. Well, astrology is like sort of a science. Stars are a science. And I'm like, maybe there are all these things like are able to subconsciously tell me exactly what's up and what's good with me. And so I feel like I'm someone that like puts a lot of like into all of those things just because of who I am and how I go through the world, which is just like trying to understand myself on like every level I can at the moment.
I think that's why these things are always so addictive, right? Like, have you guys done the Enneagram?
Yes.
No, are you still into this?
Didn't you send me?
I think I've sent you guys the links for it before, but basically the Enneagram is a more Christian-influenced personality quiz.
I didn't know what
you were
You have wings, like there are 9 types, and you have a wing on each side. But what's interesting about it is that it's like the 16 personalities. It's like... Myers-Briggs test. So there are all these Instagram communities that are coming together from whether it's like Enneagram or 16 personalities or astrology. And essentially it's just community building, because if you can find the 4% of people in the world who are exactly like you and find them, maybe you won't be so alone, or maybe you won't be so lost in who you are if you have people who are like you enough that can help you through it.
I didn't know Enneagram was a Christian.
I didn't know it was Christian either until a friend told me.
Now I feel weird. Not weird, but just that puts a different level to it.
So, Amber, are you saying that you think that astrology is similar in a way where like we look to identify Absolutely. Ourselves to them? I agree. Mean, I hear that.
Yeah, I think when I think of astrology, I'm reminded especially of Beckett. And I don't think astrology influenced his work, but I think there is something to be said about the way people have gravitated towards these things, millennials specifically, because our world right now feels like it's just one crisis away from being blown up.
Yeah. Yep.
So if I can make sense of tiny little worlds on a micro level, maybe macro looking won't be so bad. Like who, not to sound blasphemous, that's not what I mean, but like who needs the idea of God when the idea of you is already enough?
Mm-hmm.
I say, who needs either?
I hate God and myself.
But I guess this is a good transition into the idea of self. So if all of us can take the time to introduce our like natal charts, sun, moon, and rising. Trisha, yours is on the document, so you can't even pretend you don't know what it is.
I mean, I know what it is. I don't know what it means.
The description is also there.
Right.
So I guess I'll go first. Let me pull this up. So Ben is going to laugh because he'll remember this, but my son is in Scorpio, and because I'm a cusp, I'm born on the last day, first day of Scorpio Sagittarius. I denied being a Scorpio for a while because the public perception of what it is just so vile to me. Vindictive, manipulative, secretive, and like, I guess to a certain extent, those are some of my flaws, but it was so awful seeing myself read like that across multiple
circles. You just got read for filth by your natal chart.
But my rising is a Taurus. Rising is the mask you present to people. So it's actual public perception. Sun is identity. But my moon is a Sagittarius, which makes a lot of sense because those are emotions, moods, and feelings. That's subjective. So who wants to be next?
I'll go.
Okay, Ben.
I stepped on the co-host's toes. Oh my God.
No, I want you to be the new co-host.
You know, see, that makes sense though, because I'm a Leo sun, so I have main character syndrome and it's about me. So
wait, you kind of need to explain yours a little bit more because I literally know nothing. So you're gonna have to explain what that means.
Yes.
Was that to me? I'm sorry.
It's to both you and Valentina.
So I'm a Leo sun. So Leos are arrogant is the primary keyword people use to describe them. Your sun also, just for background on that, your sun is like the core of who you are. It's the one that everyone typically knows. It's like a lot to do with ego, how you present yourself outwardly in typical situations. So like being a Leo, I am very bold, proud. I like attention. I like to be taken care of. Are we avoiding houses for now too?
Yeah, I think houses will get
houses too. Are such a shit show.
There's such another thing.
Moon? I'm a moon in Sagittarius, which I think is so funny for some reason. I don't know why. My mother's a Sagittarius. I suppose that's why. Like, because I do think my mother and I are very similar, but I can't explain it. And then I'm like, moon Sagittarius, she's a Sagittarius sun, spicy Sag energy, both ways, love to see it. Your moon is like your emotions and your mood and like your feelings and stuff like that. It's how you act when you're more comfortable, when you're by yourself. So it's like, if you feel like you don't relate to your sun, it's probably because you see yourself as your moon sign. Trisha, or for anyone else, if that makes sense to you. So I'm a Sagittarius moon, so I'm restless, self-questioning. I don't know. I really don't know shit about Sagittarius, to be honest.
It's the absent-mindedness for me.
That makes this last sentence on this. You may hide your sensitivities behind an interest in finding new ways to feel. Why do they have to say that about me? Why do they have to say that? And then I'm a Scorpio rising, which...
Ben, we have a cross-pollination in our charts. This makes sense.
What the fuck? Yeah. And then that says my tenacious drive comes off as intimidating and aggressive and maybe even vindictive. So, yeah.
Nice. Val?
So for me, I am someone that I don't think I'm super much like my sun sign, but when all my signs I think are put together in my chart, it makes a lot of sense, like how everything kind of works with each other. And I think for me, a lot of like my sun sign qualities come through in ways that like aren't what they describe, but are like make sense in ways that I handle them. Also, I have like fucking 12 like astrology books. Like I know so much about every sign in my own signs. Like you guys are like, I don't even know what this means. And I was like, oh my God, I could tell you right now, but I'm not going to be insane. That's what I'm trying to say. But my sun is in Aries. So Aries, they're very, they're fire signs. So they're really passionate. You know, they're very much optimistic. They're very like energetic. They have a lot of energy and things like that. But they can also be very impulsive and short tempered. So yeah, and for me, you know, I don't particularly think I'm short-tempered or is like super active, but I know that it like comes through in different ways or through different people. And then my moon, which is the emotions, is in Leo. So that means, you know, my emotions are really dramatic. I have really intense emotions. kind of feel a lot of things. I also do need a lot of validation and attention from people that I care about. And yeah, it could be very intense, but I also like feel a lot. So I feel a lot for people.
Yeah, and the double fire sign, right?
Yeah. So I just have a lot of emotions constantly. I'm super emotional, which is also like a Leo moon thing, is like just being really emotional. And then my rising is Virgo, and that kind of Virgos are like earth signs. So earth signs are seen as very much like capable and very level headed. So I think to people I come off as very much like kind of a perfectionist, like super like I'm very much like work hard. I come off as someone that like constantly is like on like my shit, which like I wouldn't say I necessarily am, but that's what people perceive me as.
I always wanted to ascribe to like a Virgo work ethic. I've always admired that about my Virgo friends.
Yeah, it's my rising, so I got that for the front part of it.
Trisha?
Y'all lost me. I straight up was like, oh yeah, a lot of words.
Cool. Just read off what's on the dot.
I saw it in your eyes. You're just like, yeah, like,
what is happening? Okay, so I really wouldn't know how to explain this, but my son is Libra. Okay.
So true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, so it is. Didn't have to tell me.
Libras are flirts. This makes complete sense.
Hold on. Okay. Everyone says that. Yeah. Can Ben say that what any louder? I'm not flirty. Like at all.
I have never heard that before. I mean, not that I swim in many astrological circles, but that's so funny.
If anyone has ever seen me around a man, you'll know. Like, I don't know how to flirt.
I don't worry about it's the women.
I'm hetero. It's not my fault. Women care about me.
Chris is a straight woman, but I've never seen anyone so smooth with picking up women before. It's so...
It is kind of true. It is weirdly true, and I don't get it.
But your Libras, like, yeah, Libras are known for being very charismatic, like, because their planet that they're ruled by is Venus, and Venus is the planet of love. So they're supposed to be really charismatic, not necessarily in, like, a flirty sense, but people just are automatically drawn to them because they have this energy. Like, people think they're charming. And people just like who they are. Their whole thing is also that they're very indecisive as well.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll actually take all of that. Cool, cool, cool. That's exactly who I am. So my rising is Scorpio.
Uh-huh. Twins.
Which in this little blurb that is in my notes, it says that it means that I come across as passionate, incisive, cunning, strategic, and perceptive. And I may come off as intimidating and powerful, if not malicious or aggressive.
Ooh. Yeah, that's the one.
Almost like
that's the one. I'm malicious and aggressive, so try me again. And my moon is Pisces, which in this blurb means that my emotional self is empathetic, dreamy, sensitive, and gentle. I feel
vulnerable moon.
Time.
It's almost like they said she's a big Austin fan.
They really did. They said, you love Pride and Prejudice, don't you? And I said, don't fucking read me. Don't fucking read me, bro.
I love Pride and Prejudice, but that's not the point right now.
I love.
I just think these things become as easy to access as like Hogwarts houses or like who's your godly parent if you're into Percy Jackson, you know?
Take a shot every time, Harry Potter.
It's come up twice in this podcast, but that's
three times.
No way.
Read it back.
Three times is too little. It's three times too little. We need to keep bringing it
up. Keep bringing it up.
I'm trying to find pockets where I can bring it up.
Hearing these is just really funny to me because I know that it can be seen as like confirmation bias, but tell me how all of the men I've ever dated have always been Aries suns. It's like every single one of them.
Why would you do that?
How have any of them been Aries suns? From my perspective, knowing them and never knowing that. Well, Alex could have been. I'll take that. He could have been.
We have to look at their whole natal chart to understand.
That's absolutely. I totally agree.
But all of them have been Aries suns, and I've always found that a little funny because none of them have worked out. And so I'm like, you know, maybe I'm just not meant to be with an Aries.
I'm just telling you right now, listen, as coming from someone who is an Aries sun, Aries sun men, I cannot subscribe to most of them. They are something else. They just, they like, the arrogance that comes through, ooh, I cannot. there's one I can tolerate off that I could think of off the top of my head. No shade to Aries Sun, and I'm sure some of you are really great.
That's so funny because I feel like a lot of my friends are female or women with Aries sun, and I fucking love them. They fight everything. You know? I think it's so cool.
We're strong women. I wouldn't say this, but we're strong women.
Yeah, like who would have known? That's fucking badass.
But Trisha, I guess we can bring in the conversation of Indian matchmaking, right? Because we saw how astrological signs were taken into effect, and every time one didn't work out, Seema would just cite, you know, stars were misread. Dude,
South Asians are so fucking beat. They just pretend like the universe is conspiring all the time, and they're just like, oh, this didn't happen. The universe. And I'm like, what the no, just because you fucking missed your train doesn't mean the universe was out of whack. Wake up on time. I don't fucking know. I don't know. I just feel like South Asians especially use it very much as an excuse to be oppressive in a lot of ways.
Oh, interesting.
In the same way people use religion, right? Because in Indian cultures, very much astrology is a very big part of we have this weird idea of auspicious days. So it's you have to read the signs to know when is the day you can do this and when is the mm-hmm. day this is going to work out and when is the whatever. And very much my aunt subscribes to these things. And I told you, she made me go to an astrologer and then a palm reader. And literally it was the most whack shit I've ever heard in my life. But then she got really nervous, and Bengali people also wear coral rings that they have to go get blessed because an astrologer says that's good for your health, and if you wear coral it's attached to some natural shit. And I'm like, I can't believe that y'all really would waste your money. It's in the same way that institutional religion is tied with business. Astrology in India is very much tied with money making. And so it's an economic endeavor as much as it is also an oppressive endeavor. I don't know. It's just very out of whack because it's used more often than not as an excuse to do something or to forgive something that's poor. But it's a poor excuse for bad behavior.
Mm. A kind of similar thing happens. I think I know this from my family in Mexico, that there's that kind of thing similar happens with witch doctors there. So it's kind of a similar thing. I think they also focus on astrology, witch doctors there, but it's a lot of it's that kind of just magical stuff to it. And how I'm someone that's really spiritual, someone that also really subscribes to things magic and witchcraft and things like that. But also I, in the sense of using it for your own self rather than business, when it's business, I feel like it can be. So yeah, so a problem that my mom was having with my family in Mexico is that my mom was complaining about how to my grandma about how her sister, who's my aunt, kept wasting their money going to this witch doctor to get all this information with the life. And the witch doctor kept saying that everyone was turning them el mal ojo, which is a spiritual thing where it's someone gives you the bad eye and it curses you. And so my mom was getting really frustrated because she was because my parent, my family does send money to my family in Mexico. And my mom was getting really annoyed because she was you guys are wasting your money with this person that's probably lying to you. And my grandma was you just have to let her do what she does. And I'm honestly, my tea is that's probably me. That would be me wasting my money on who I am. But also I also acknowledge yeah, that probably isn't a good thing. And they were going to the witch doctor to get my cousin cleansed before she got her appendix taken out because everyone thought she was gonna die. I don't really know why. It's just how it's done there. Or with my family. But yeah, so it's a very similar thing also where they kind of use witch doctors there as business, but it also becomes kind of an extortion thing or a scamming kind of thing, and it's ends up, using their money. And so I also understand that aspect where science in some cultures, I think things like that and spirituality can be used as a very much a tool for capitalism, which I don't think is how it should be used, which God, our world, everything's capitalist and it sucks. But that's just how some people I think take it. And that's not what I subscribe to. I don't like that part of it.
No, it's the same thing with Catholicism as well. How many times have our parents bought, at least mine, vials of holy water because they assumed it would be something safe to keep in the house? Or even these little blessed statues of different saints, maybe different tapestries, things to protect against, evil and the devil, which is to say there seems to be a hierarchy of appropriate things, at least in religion that are okay to subscribe to, even though they can be accounted as the same thing as like mm-hmm. astrology, you know? We all want protection from demonology, essentially.
Yes.
I mean, if you think about it historically, though, right, the church is actually the beginning of your economic systems. Like, that's literally how we got to capitalism, was the church first. And it was like the whole system of just, like, you know, paying to be absolved or whatever. And then that turned into, like, actually having people who had a power. And then they were like, okay, we have money. Now what do we do with it? And what can we trade it for? And how can the church, you know, start to dictate the way the economy works? But if religion is like the ultimate pseudoscience, then like astrology is just sort of the subsect of that
mm-hmm.
in a way. So I find it very unsurprising that it's been manipulated to be a structure of capitalism.
I mean, I just think so many things are. That's like very few things I think that, like, you know, are supposed to be kind of in their nature kind of pure, you know, kind of things that people use to like want to better themselves and to maybe like and have faith and like really like believe in things. People use it as like a tool to like manipulate and use other people. And like, I just think that's just a frustrating thing about the world, is like how many things it takes and then just kind of makes it bad. And I feel like that's why for me, like institutional religion also for me wasn't like really it, because like how much of it just becomes manipulated so people can use it as a chip against other people, whether it's like in the capitalistic sense or like in the like hate speech sense, like, and mm-hmm. so I like, that's why I always found like institutional religion really frustrating, because it was like that stuff happens. Like, I know it's not like everyone does that, but it's like so much of what the core, like what it has become and the core of it sits there. And so I feel like that's like why I turned to astrology, because I was like, you know, this feels like something that isn't as much that. But then now astrology, I think because it's becoming bigger, also now it's starting to become commercialized and capitalized, and that's also really annoying how it's like kind of the same thing happens, where it's like these things that people take to be like a faith thing kind of just be used as like a capitalistic form mm-hmm. of like torture.
Yeah, like once it proves itself to be like something they can profit off of, they're going to take it over. Yeah.
Or if it's funny, that can be whitewashed as well.
Absolutely, yeah. Once it gets adopted into like modern culture, it's just going to be like totally assimilated, so it like totally like just, so it's just, oh, it's perfect for me. It's like, well, yeah, but it wasn't ever for you, so yeah. Whatever.
Well, Ben, didn't you say that in your notes you had something about like the westernization of astrology?
Yes because astrology was, it was never really popular in the West, because well, like when it was very popular in all of Europe throughout like the entirety of, like, when was it, it was like year 2000 when Claudius Ptolemy wrote his like the first book predicting the, or that properly predicted like the speed of like planets and things rotating the earth. And this was how we developed calendars for like the next like 1500 years or something. Like, this is how we got calendars, by Claudius's or Ptolemy's research. And Ptolemy was an astrologer as well as an astronomer, and this was in a time where those were the same thing. There was no need to separate them as two different sciences, or a science and a pseudoscience. They were the same thing. So it was only until like the popularization of like Christian religion and also like the introduction of the scientific method that totally fucked astrology over, because once it was proven that it wasn't a definitive science that you could measure, they were like, well, we can't call it a science anymore. And then it got like boxed out by the church. So it was slowly fading into irrelevance, especially in like European and Western culture, until, and this is like, I find this so interesting, until like 1930s era, when Princess Margaret was born, right? Because there was this guy, R.H. Naylor, he was an astrologer. He did a birth chart on the new Princess Margaret, and he predicted all these things in her life, right? And he said specifically, like, when this girl turns 7, something crazy is going to happen for the throne, right? And when, just before she turned 7, her father, I can't remember what king that was, he abdicated the throne, and this was the event that led to the current princess, or Queen Elizabeth, taking power. Like, he predicted this 7 years in the past using the power of astrology. So everyone was like, holy shit, astrology's fucking awesome. So he got a regular part in the newspaper, and instead of doing like more popular hits, he started doing daily horoscopes, which is how we get horoscopes the way we do today. And they became popular, and they spread across like various cultures and like countries. And that's how we have them today. But what I think is funny, and this is just like a fun little anecdote for me, I'm born on the same day as Princess Margaret, and then my boyfriend's born on the same day as Queen Elizabeth. Isn't that weird? Isn't that fun? Isn't that, I think that's so strange.
Seven.
No, not that I remember, but hard to say. Okay, and obviously, so you guys have is important, but
colonizer lineage. Cool.
Colonizer lineage. Also, like, this is unrelated, but this goes back to like other cultures interacting with astrology. Like in Taiwan, they use the Chinese zodiac, but they plan their births based on their year. Like 2010 was a incredibly low birth rate year. You can look at population records because that's the year of the tiger, and that's an unlucky year. I'm not really sure what that means in Chinese zodiac. But then look at 2012, year of the dragon, drastically huge increase in births because it's a lucky year. Like people plan their lives around this. In a lot of Eastern cultures, there are TV shows or news segments, including astrologers. And then I it's just funny to see that translate over here, like where the best we get is like a newspaper article, which isn't to say, or like a section in the newspaper rather, covering astrology.
Oh, Ben, you are so correct. I mean, even when I was a kid, right, like you turn on, my parents don't watch American TV, so you would turn on like the Indian channels, and every commercial was this astrologer, and he would be going off. And I remember even as a kid, like we would all make fun of this guy. Like even now, I made a joke about him the other day in this Zoom call with a bunch of Indian people, and they were cracking up, and they were like, oh my God, you used to watch him too. And I was like, who didn't watch this guy? I mean, Indian people set out time in their TV, in their cable, right? They're like set times where like you will have the astrology guy come up and he'll like spew bullshit for hours and hours and hours. I mean, it's not bullshit for everyone. It's bullshit to me. But like, it's just, I think also when you grow up with it, here's the thing. It's like when you don't come to astrology on your own or out of a need to figure out who you are, but you're force fed it in a really sort of malicious and aggressive way, it becomes not meaningful.
You're describing my relationship with Christianity. I totally understand
right.
that.
No, yeah, exactly. I mean, it has the same effect, right, as like a force of religion. It has the same sort of like bleh thing that it does to you where you're like, I don't want to buy into that because in my culture, what that would mean is that I'm crazy in the head. That's what that would mean. But yeah, no, it is fascinating though, because for years, right, I had this view on astrology and I was cool and no one ever wanted to talk about it and I didn't want to talk about it. And all of a sudden there was this turn where everybody was astrological and now I can talk about it reasonably. But for a long time, I very much struggled with how much people cared and how little I wanted to discuss this like thing where I was like, no, it's not as cool as you think. No, it's pretty bad actually. And it's a privilege that you can be interested in it. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's something people also have to recognize is it's very much a privilege to have the sort of freedom of access you have to astrology that a lot of poor people, again, like we said, don't have that sort of freedom of knowledge with it, where more so it's more so like a desperation or unfortunately a money-making endeavor. So I don't know. I just used to get so annoyed at people who just liked it for fun because I knew that there were things happening that I was like, this is just like another way to oppress the people. But now I'm at a point where I'm like, you know what? Enough people are like interested in it that it's more so just like a philosophy, which is a lot better than what it used to be, I guess.
What I find like really interesting, I guess, like about like, I don't know if this is like every like, you know, like Latino home or like Latino anything, but for me, like I was saying, mentioning when I like was saying how I was getting into astrology, like I grew up like watching like Latino, like Walter Mercado, who is like a Latino, like astrologer, like he would come on and he would talk about everyone's zodiac and what your astrologer meant. My mom would watch it every day. He also would do like specials where he was like, don't be like mean to your like parents or else you're gonna die, like to do some of those things too, which like that was a whole other thing.
That's so Latin.
I know. God. Anyway, but yeah, like I would grow up watching him, and then there's this like Mexican TV show called Doce Corazones. It's like a game show where like people go on and they're like their zodiac sign and you have to like find your match, like, and it also like is kind of based on like the stars, but also kind of like on the attraction. Like all these things. And so, like, I grew up, like, watching a lot of things like that were based on astrology, like we're, like, Latino and, like, Mexican, Dominican, stuff like that. But also, like, it's also, like, a kind of a known, like, stereotype that Latinos are also super religious. Like, you know, I grew up watching these things, but also going to church every Sunday. And, like, I knew how to say, like, my Hail Marys, the Lord's Prayer. I don't know how to say it anymore now, but, like, I used to know it. And, like, I wore a cross, like, every day. Like, all those things. And so I find it really interesting because, like, I had so much religion growing up, but I also, it was in the same, like, turn, like, also being taught along with astrology. And, like I said, like, my mom particularly, I don't think is ever, like, super into it, but, like my aunts would talk about it, like, my cousins, like, all of them, like, would be, like, people that would talk to me about it and be, like, this is why you're like this. And, like, I would get annoyed about it then because I was, like, I don't want to be like that. So I don't know. I think it's really interesting for me because, like, I feel like it's just been in the background of my life, and it's been something that a lot of people have subscribed to, and, like, also kind of used in a way to, like, be like, this is who you are, and, like, particularly my family. But, like, and I had that in the sense also growing up with religion. So, like, I feel like in a way it could be something that, like, I also was like, no, I don't fuck with that. Like, that's, it's telling me I'm, like, mean and selfish. Like, I don't want that. But I don't know. I think, like, you know, there was a turn where, like, I became friends, like, my two best friends that I have now, like, I've been friends with them for, like, a long time now, and, like, they were super religious growing up, and so, like, there's a point, like, in our friendship where they start, like, not really understanding their faith anymore, and, like, I had been there for a really long time, and, like, I feel like the thing that we all kind of came to, like, was astrology. Like, we would sit in Barnes & Noble's, like, read all these astrology books, and, like, talk about it together, and so I feel like, I don't know, like, it had a chance to be something where I was like, no, I don't fuck with this. And I feel like when I was younger, I really didn't like it like that because so many people in my life were like, would say things about me because of it. And I was like, I don't like that. And I feel like I felt a similar way about, like, religion. And so, but I think I came to a point where I loved it just because it was somewhere, it was at a point where me and a lot of my friends needed something to kind of guide us through, like, later middle school and early high school when everything was a mess. And so I feel like that's where it became, like, it kind of became, like, a thing of, like, it became, what's the word? A soft place to land for me, like, astrology.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like a case of empowerment. Ben, I don't know if you take it as, like, so much as a lifestyle, but would you say it empowers you as well?
I would say, yeah. Because, like, there's so many times where I'm like, I feel like I don't really know myself. And I don't know if that's just a me thing. Like some personal identity crisis I'm having, but I find it very refreshing to, like, be able to, like, look at a horoscope and it's going to say something. I'm like, I do see that in myself. And again, like, for Trisha, that reads as, like, or that might read for her as, like, I'm inventing, like, a new characteristic for myself that wasn't previously there. For me personally, I think it's very effective. It really helps me, like, know myself better and know how to treat myself better, because especially, like, with like a more thorough, like, CoStar does a great job of this. I'm just, again, this was just added to, like, the Google store, like, a few weeks ago. So I'm just newly using it and I absolutely love it. It's so in-depth. It's phenomenal because, like, it'll tell you, like, a problem you're having, like, oh, like, you're like, I clicked on, like, the spirituality one. And it's like, oh, because your Jupiter, you know, is three houses away from your moon, like, it means cloudiness, blah, blah, blah. And then it gives you, like, tips on how to fight through that. Like, I can identify problems with myself, but the solutions have no idea, you know, and then the astrology can be very helpful with that. And that's so nice. Like, it feels like another tool to get through life. Absolutely.
And I mean, for me personally, like, I think the thing that kind of tipped the boat that, like, really made me, like, was the fact that I think astrology was what really brought me and my sister back together again. After, like, growing up, like, not super close. Like, we were close, but we, like, had a really hard time, I think, getting close like that, because I don't think I really understood my sister in a super good sense. Like, I don't think she understood me. And I feel like once we started talking about astrology, like, that became our thing. Like, now we have so many other things that, like, that's, like, astrology is, like, not even, like, the point. But, yeah. Like, I think astrology, like, it was, like, the first thing that really me and my sister had that we could talk about and connect about and really, like, get to know each other and also just, like, have something to talk about when we were, like, in our room together and we're, like, so there's this thing I read about, like, my astrology sign. And so, yeah, I think for me also, like, it has, like, a lot of, like, love to it for me because it's, like, the thing that really connected me with my sister again. And, like, now she's, like, I mean, she always has been, like, one of the most important people in my life, but, like, she's, like, my best friend. And so, like, I also, astrology just became something, like, I love because it also brought me closer to someone that I love a lot. And that's just, like, my own personal thing.
No, I get that. I think it's not as personal for me. I use it mostly as, like, sending astrological memes to like Ben, or like talking about it with my dad, because sometimes I'll randomly have these moments when we're alone. He's like, oh, you know, I did such a Pisces thing today and stuff like that. But also I use it, I guess, as an impersonal, I guess the personal way I use it, I found, is in my short stories that I've been writing during the summer, because it's made it a lot easier for me to have a framework for my characters if they can be at least guided at the core by a set of characteristics that I can manipulate however in the story.
Yeah.
You know? So it is using it for like...
That's so cool. I love that.
It's using it for like finding selfhood, but not my selfhood. Someone else.
Why have I never thought about putting an astrology sign to my character to make it easier to write them? I don't know why that's never come to me before. That's so smart. Sorry, that's just like me, like writing me being like, oh my God, I'm an idiot.
You mean us this fall when we're in Rose class? It works up so much easier. Trisha, I don't think this necessarily empowers you, but what are some things that do empower you? If not astrology, but something along the same vein. Oh, she's okay. She's talking.
Yeah, she needs a minute.
I just want to say, for the past couple of minutes, I've had a rainbow in front of my face.
I know. It was cute. I saw
it's
it.
Very yeah, yeah. I'm happy so about it.
I'm just going to talk over this. Hopefully, you guys will just have to ignore the fact that my mom's making a bunch of noise in the general vicinity.
Oh my God, how inconsiderate.
Literally. But I actually had a really depressing thought while all of you were talking, and I was like, maybe I shouldn't share this because it's actually sad, and I don't. Why ruin the whole hopeful mood that was going around the Zoom? But in my head, I was thinking, okay, yeah, I'm in a position where I can look at astrology and be like, oh, that's cute and fun, whatever. But like, imagine if I was in a really horrible situation. I mean, aside from poverty, just like an abusive situation, a situation in which I, you know, was a criminal, or I was, you know, a part of a community that had a lot of gangs, or, you know, like whatever.
Sure.
I think it's a really, really depressing thought if astrology comes into play with that, and you have to consider that the stars, like, it's a very sad thought to think that all the stars and the planets were conspired to put you in that position. And I think for a lot of people, it's like, oh, I figured out who I am by using astrology. But for a lot of people, it's like, okay, I look at astrology and I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, if this is what I am, then why am I still here? And why is this my life? And I don't think astrology really actually helps to define like those kind of real world issues that mm-hmm. are, you know, set upon by economics or politics or policy, things like that. You know, it's sort of, in that way, it's utopian to me because it sans the knowledge of those things.
Mm-hmm.
And so when someone's experiencing the sort of consequences of policy and politics and economics, it's just, again, like I said, you don't have the privilege of buying into astrology, because if you do, then the truth is that the planets align to make you poor, sad, depressed, and a criminal. Like, what? That's an even worse thought than thinking that God did it.
That's my next court defense. For sure.
Yeah. The planets aligned to make me a criminal. Sorry.
That's good, guys.
No, it's good. I think, like, going off that, sorry, I like slapped my hand really hard for a second. Yeah, because I think, like, sometimes I think I can fall into that where I'm just like, you know, I think, because for me, I really love astrology and stars, but I can't talk about it to talk about my situation. Like, I don't. Like, sometimes, like, my friends will, like, you know, this isn't blasting my friends, but they sometimes are in a different situation than me in terms of either mental health or, like, just identity. My friends are white, love them so much. That's not what this has to do with, but, like, their situation can be different than mine because of that.
Yeah.
Which, like, you know, my situation is different than other people. Like, it's all intersectional. Everything's different. But I think science, like, for them, it's easy to subscribe, like, to something that's, like, they're like, oh, this is, you know, just life. My astrology sign stuff, like, I think for me, like, it's, I only really use astrology talking about, like, personality wise like, I use it to be like, this is how I am and this is how I navigate the world. And like, I really like astrology and talking about it with other people because I like it for communication. Like, I'm someone that really likes communicating with people, especially talking wise and so I feel like I try to use astrology to understand that. When it comes to, like, situation wise like, I can't put astrology to that, because, like, then I'd get, because I, like, you know, things have happened. Everyone has things happen in their life, and, like, I've fallen victim to things of policy and, you know, economy and things like that. And so if I try to put that in an astrological sense, I'm like, I don't like to think about that. That would be too much for me. And sometimes I think I like fall in the funk where I'm like, is this just how my life is? Like, and is that what like they intended for me? But I think for me, it's more comforting to think about astrology in like a personality sense, because I like knowing that who I am in my core is someone that maybe will be able to like strive for better for myself. And I feel like, you know, that's like, that's a more optimistic look, but I think I'm someone that's also very optimistic. Like, that's just how I run my life. I'm not cynical, which like a lot of people I know can be, but like, I'm just someone that's more optimistic, which I'm sure can be annoying sometimes. But I think for me, it's more like, I'm like, this is who I am to my core. And this is someone that might be able to fight past this. It might be able to get out of this. And I think for some people, it's like, yeah, like if I like look at my life, it's horrible to think that this is how fate determined it. But I more am like, I put fate in the sense of like people and who I am more than like my situation, because I think situation is something that can change very quickly. Not very quickly, but like, you know, situations are things that happen and you come and like one choice you make can change everything for some people. And so sometimes I like to just think about it in the sense that I'm like, who I am is someone that might be able to do this. And I think sometimes for people, even people who like are going through a hard time, sometimes astrology is just like a kind of an affirmation that someone you are is very strong and beautiful and like someone that's very like emotionally sound. Because I mean, obviously every sign has like its like downs, but the things that are positive about the signs could be like a very beautiful thing, I think, to like hold on to when things are really hard. And I think that's how it's been for me sometimes, is being like, this is really shitty. But as an Aries, I know that I am someone that has a lot of energy and someone that has a lot of light. And it's nice to think about that as myself, if that makes sense. I like went on a long tangent. I'm so sorry.
No, it does. I think you and Trisha both brought up the point of like having these placeholders. And Trisha, I forget, did you say that having astrology as something when you're in a case of like, why is this happening to me specifically? Did you say it was worse than God? Because yeah. I don't see the difference between the two. Any placeholder isn't going to change the fact that the situation is what it is.
But I think this is just my worldview personally. But I mean, if you could think about it the way I'm thinking about it, right? Because at the end of the day, God is just a thing. It's like a being like anybody else, essentially, except it has like powers. That's it. It's like, that's it. And so the expectation from presumably a man is only so much. It's like, okay, one person has dictated or one thing has dictated the rest of everything. Which feels, I personally think, a lot better when you're in a bad situation than saying that the entire universe conspired to put me here. Because there's one thing you can fight, right? You can fight God. You can say, I don't buy that, or I don't really believe that guy. And I can pick a different religion. I can pick a different God. I can choose a different man, but I can't pick a different universe. I can't, you know, get out of the Milky Way. I live here. My universe is my universe. The sun is there. I can't pick a different sun. You know, there's no escaping the natural world. There's only escaping God.
Yeah, but what you believe in is power. You believe in the power of the natural world. Like you can, if you don't like astrology, be like, stars don't do shit. Shut up. Like that, isn't that the same as then picking a different religion? Is that not, like, to me, that seems similar. And also, and maybe this is just my understanding of astrology. I could be totally wrong, but I don't know if it, or at least, like, does it speak to situations? I thought it was much more personal thing.
It only
speaks
to selfhood, but I guess it depends on how you analyze, like, the percentiles and those angles. Yeah. And stuff.
Oh, but you mean the aspects? That
aspects
stuff
are not accessible, and they're also incredibly difficult to understand.
So dumb.
That aspect of why
so weird.
It's so easy to just gravitate towards a single sign.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely, yeah.
But you know, also like, going off what Trisha says, like, it also, like, you know, thinking about it, just like, you know, when you are being like real, it's like, it also is hard sometimes to think about how, you know, the world is the way it is, and especially like in the world we are right now and the way things have been, like, I'm sure it's like hard, like, I wouldn't want to be someone that's like, oh, well, all these terrible things are happening, it's just like the stars, you know that's how it goes. Like, I think it also, you know, it's like I love astrology and I talk about it a lot with a lot of my friends, family, but it's also like, I think a lot of times also there's like a lot of reality that has to come into conversations. And I think when you're talking about the way the world is now and the way kind of, especially like the United States has been made and like the situation within our like country, like it, you can't put that on, like you can't ascribe anything to stars. Like that's just more talking about reality and how things have to be and how things have to change. And so like, I think like if someone was trying to look at all of that in an astrological sense, I'd be like, that's like not what you should be like. That's not what you should be like using. Like, it's like the same thing as someone being like, well, God, like that's what God intended. Like, you know, this is how God invented the world. And like, we're just living in it. Like, no, like there is some agency to all of this. And I think as much as I love astrology and subscribe to it, it's also like, there's also agency in what you choose to believe and what you choose to believe astrology. And there also is agency in what you do in your world. And like what you make a difference in, if that makes sense.
No, it's true. I mean, and to go back to Ben, what I meant necessarily was that with religion, especially in terms of like gods, right? There's the matter of, it's not, astrology I think is a matter of believing and not believing. There's no middle, right? Like it's either you believe in it or you don't. And if you decide you don't want to, you just stop. But with God, it's not believing and not believing. It's just choosing what to believe and how to believe that thing, right? Like it's like, if I don't agree with Christianity, I don't just stop believing. Like it's very hard for people to give up faith in God.
True, yeah.
And so they'll just switch gods. They'll say, okay, but I wonder if Islam works for me, or if Hinduism works for me, or if Judaism works for me. Like which God do I believe in, or what tenets of God do I believe in? Which ones do I not? But I feel like with astrology, I mean, like you said, you pick and choose, but at the end of the day, if you decided not to pick any, then you would just give it up.
Yeah. Then you're nothing. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think there's just a matter of, you know, believing and not believing versus believing entirely, but just picking and choosing what. I should caveat though, I'm not a super uber hater. Like, if you catch me out in the street and you want to talk about astrology, I'll sit there and I'll listen to you and I'll make faces, but I'll listen. Like, I'm not, it sounded really mean on this podcast, mostly because I was in a Zoom with a bunch of optimists. But if you're a cynic and you believe in astrology and you want to hit me up, feel free.
See, Trisha, I think you're a cynic with an optimist rising.
I'll kill you. I know I have a lot of optimism, but it's just very much real world optimism. I just try not to use
it. Optimism is optimism. You can't categorize it.
No, I mean, my optimism only goes to, it has a limit. It has a cap. It's like, I'm only optimistic to the point where it can realistically be done.
Yeah, it's like a suspension of belief, right?
I wouldn't call myself like a blind optimist, but I think I do. I think I'm someone that like looks things more on like optimism going farther. Like my optimism goes far, even if I'm like, this might not, I like am realistic in a sense, but I think my realism is dosed in optimism. Like I'm like, this is the reality, but it can change. Like it can change. And I want it to change. Yeah. I want to make it change and like things like that. So I feel like, but I also understand the sense of like, science thinks reality is just hard and it sucks and it's hard not to be cynical about it. So it's also like, I can also understand being like, well, astrology just like isn't going to answer that. And I'm like, you know what? That's completely fair. I will sit in my like rose tinted world and like, I'll do astrology, but if it's not for you, like that's A-okay. Cause like, you know, sometimes it's just, that's not what you need from the world. And that's not what you need to look into the world. And like, that works. And it's just, I think for me, like science, it's just like astrology is just like a nice way to look at the world, not necessarily in the situation wise, because Lord, but more like looking at people. And I think for me, like seeing the people that have come into my life and being like, yes, because Aries do make really good friends with air signs. This makes complete sense why my two best friends are air signs and things like that.
Yeah. No, I hear that for sure.
Dude, when you guys say things like that, I really just think of Avatar. I'm like, airbenders, waterbenders. Yeah. They're all out here.
What is Libra again? Is that a
air sign?
Air sign.
No!
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to be a water sign.
I am a water sign.
You're a water moon.
Yeah. One of my best friends is a Libra, so I know a lot about Libras. And what I always say about Scorpios, which is a water sign, is that they're the fire sign of the water signs, and that's just like, you can take it as you want.
that does make an uncomfortable amount of sense. But okay. I think that's, oh, Trisha, you had final words?
No, it was just going to be, okay, we done. But I feel like you were getting there.
Nicer segue.
Hey, you do it then.
Okay, well, I think that's all the time we have. Thank you to Ben and Valentina for joining us today. This episode will most likely air in December, so unfortunately, you're all going to have to wish Ben a belated happy birthday.
Hey, guys.
It's Friday. Leo season is thriving. And
I totally forgot it even was.
And if I forget, can you just DM me and say, hey, it's her birthday, and then I'll delete it, and then I'll be like, hey, happy birthday.
Got it. Okay, perfect.
Cool.
Whether it's earlier December, happy birthday to all the Sagittarius, and if it's later December, happy birthday to all the Capricorns.
Actually, but Capricorns, I've never met a Capricorn that I've supremely liked, except for one.
I also don't have great blood with Capricorns, but my sorority kid, she is a Capricorn, so I have to give her love.
If we're saying happy birthday to people in December, Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. This episode probably going to air the Capricorn week of Christmas.
Happy birthday. It does make sense.
Oh,
Jesus Christ is a Capricorn?
Yeah.
Is he? Oh, yeah.
I can see it.
I think it makes sense. He's an earth sign, so you know that's just how earth signs are sometimes.
He's stubborn. He's got ideas. He's a radical.
Yeah. He's got ideas. He's got ideas is the most minimalist way of describing
him. He had some points, I think.
He had ideas. He had points to me, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Bye, everyone.
Thank you.
All right, guys, thanks for listening. Big shout out to Kieran Choi and his brother Connor Choi. Check them out. You can find them on YouTube. You can also find them on Facebook and Instagram. And also,
big thank you to our sound designer, Laura Feliz. She is a recent graduate of TCNJ's graphic design program. Check out her Instagram for more information.
Women of Dolor aims to alienate no one and address everyone in discussing topics of culture, society, and humanity in a way that bridges gaps of understanding and illuminates misinformation.